One of hip-hop's brightest young stars has died, according to his record label. Bashar Jackson, who performed as Pop Smoke, was 20 years old. The details surrounding his death are still emerging. NPR Music's Sydney Madden joined me here in the studio to talk about Pop Smoke's music and legacy.
Hey, Ari.
For those who don't know his music, who was Pop Smoke and what space did he occupy in the hip-hop scene?
Pop Smoke was a rising star, especially in the New York hip-hop scene, because he was an outlier of the scene. Everything about him just really stood out. His slightly offbeat, sometimes disorienting flow, the tongue-curling ad-lib, and especially his tone. He had the type of tone that made you stop in your tracks because he always kind of sounded like he just finished gargling gravel.
Here we go, slut. Heard he was talking, but he never jumped out the stoop. Think that it's sweet till I pull up and pop out his shoe.
And it made his delivery of his lyrics that much more weighty. It was really dope. Nobody sounded like him.
And he was in kind of a subgenre called drill. Tell us what space that occupies in the hip-hop world.
Drill music originated in Chicago back in the early 2010s. So if you think about rappers like Chief Keef, their sound is so urgent and kind of like elbow-throwing, kamikaze-style type of braggadocio because it really... It grounds street narratives in almost like an industrial pounding type of production. Pop Smoke's brand of drill music, it was definitely rooted in Brooklyn. It also had a few inklings and a few glimmers of Caribbean culture because where he was from in Canarsie, Brooklyn, it's a very Caribbean neighborhood. So even though Pop Smoke wasn't an originator of Brooklyn drill, he definitely was one of the most prominent purveyors of it.
His big breakout track was Welcome to the Party, which came out last spring. It was everywhere last summer. This was what made people think he was about to get huge. Tell us about this particular song.
Yeah, absolutely. Every few years, there is one street song that just gets raised to the point of like cookout classic song. This is the party starter.
Right.
And in 2019, that was Welcome to the Party. I mean, the name says it all.
Baby, welcome to the party. Huh? I hit the boy up and then I go skating a Rari. Baby, welcome to the party. Mata, give me lit. Gun on my hip.
The bounce to it, the off-kilter flow, the fact that some of it is, like, whispered, even though it's super, like, menacing, it's really cool. It's something that, once again, stood out.
And he got the attention of, like, giants of hip-hop, like Nicki Minaj, Travis Scott.
And it's really commendable that he got such big cosigns so early, because all those people you named, they were people who were game changers in their own way. So it's very indicative that he was going to be cosigned as a game changer himself.
Now that he has died at such a young age, so suddenly, at the age of 20, how is the hip-hop world reacting?
I mean, as you can imagine, there's a sense of overwhelming shock in the hip-hop world right now. There's a lot of social media condolences out there. A lot of DJs who played his stuff earlier eulogizing him online and on air. And it's a little bit ironic because his flow and everything that made him stand out was, there's always a sense of like disorientation to it. And right now, everybody feels a little bit caught off guard and disoriented by this loss.
NPR Music, Sydney Madden, thanks for remembering Pop Smoke with us.
Thank you.
Michael Mary, Michael Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior. I'm up in all the stores. When it rains, it pours. She like the way I heard. Michael Mary, Michael Mary. Billy Jean, Billy Jean. Christian Dior, Dior.